From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. This Saturday, the Miami-Dade College Arts Series is presenting a live documentary called The Love Song of R. Buckminster Fuller at the Colony Theater on Miami Beach. The performance is directed and narrated live by Sam Green, with music performed by the group Yola Tango. Buckminster Fuller is an architect and futurist known for his design of geodesic domes, big round structures that almost look like insect eyes. Spaceship Earth at Epcot is one such dome. I talked with Sam Green from his home in New York. So what does a live documentary mean?
5 years ago, I kind of happened onto this form of doing a film live, of narrating it in person and having a band do a live soundtrack. And I always think about, you go to church in like a huge building. They're using architecture to make the message meaningful. And it's the same thing with film. Like, those old movie palaces made the film a big deal.
So form seems to be really important to you, and it was also really important to Buckminster Fuller. So is there some connection that you draw between your form and his form?
Fuller was many different things, but in some ways what he was best at and like made the biggest impact through is as a performer. In his case, as a speaker. And he would do these legendary talks.
You cannot teach invention. You can help to help them to discipline themselves, but discipline in the end is a self-initiated affair.
So 5 hours long, or sometimes even 10 hours long, he would start speaking at a university and speak all night, and then the 12 people who were left with him in the morning, they'd all go out to breakfast. So he was an incredible speaker, and there was something about the live form that really inspired him. And so in some ways, this is an echo of that.
What would he talk about?
From the 1930s until the 80s, basically saying the same thing over and over again. This idea of, we have all the resources we need for everybody on the planet to have a very comfortable life. We just don't distribute them well. We don't use them in a wise way. We're living in an era of belt tightening and austerity and accepting lower standards of living, and in a way saying, no way. We can have high ambitions. We can take care of people in marvelous ways. It's just being smart about it and creative.
How does that manifest in these geodesic domes that people would know this guy?
Many, many people, myself before I started this project, know him as the dome guy. The thing about a dome is it really is the most efficient way there is to enclose space. From an engineering perspective, we would be using a fraction of the resources. The thing was that, like, many people have told me domes are terrible to live in. Where do you put a refrigerator in a dome? I mean, I don't want to live in one, but the idea behind it, this idea of radical efficiency is a cool idea. We could use more of it.
Something else that I heard about was that you try to localize the performance to wherever you're going. And so what are some of the things that you've learned about Fuller's connections to South Florida?
In South Florida, there's a dome at the Seaquarium that's a kind of Fuller-designed dome. Also, a couple years ago, in the design district, they mounted one of Fuller's Fly's Eye Dome. The great thing about Fuller is that he did things everywhere.
That was Sam Green talking about his live documentary, The Love Song of R. Buckminster Fuller. He'll perform it live with the band Yola Tango this Saturday night at Colony Theater on South Beach. You can see photographs of Buckminster Fuller's domes at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.